Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 4.76, down 4.25 on the open. September, 4.83¾, down 3. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 3.98, down 1.5 on the open. September, 4.09, down 2¾. December, 4.26, down 3. March, 4.40½, down 2¾ on the open. July corn opened at 259, down 1 on the open. September, 269, down 1.5. December, 282, down 1¾. March, 292¼, down 1. May, 297½, down 1¾. July, 302½, down 1¼ on the open. July oats opened at 195¾, down 2 on the open. September, 190, down 2. July soybeans opened at 601, down 3.5 on the open. August, 607, down 3¾. September, 612½, down 3½. November, 621½, down 4¼. January, 628½, down 5¼. March, 633½, down 4¾. May, 635, down 7 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 177, down 40 on the open. August, 178.50, down 60. July soybean oil opened at 25.32, down 17 on the open. August, 25.50, down 18. At the Merck, May feeders open at 103.20, up 15 on the open. August, 106.77½, down 7½. September, 105.90, down 27½ on the open. June live cattle open at 77.75, down 10 on the open. August, 78.95, down 10. June lean hogs open at 66.60, unchanged on the open. July, 66.07½, unchanged. August, 65.40, down 32½. October, 56.85, up 10 on the open. And May bellies open at 82.25, up 25 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
With the planting progress that we saw last night in corn, would you be surprised if we were to see perhaps, oh, I don't know, acres increased by 1 million over the March intentions estimate?
That might be pushing a little bit, Dave, but I think that we could see an increase. We still have about 25% of corn to plant in Indiana, and it's going to depend on the weekend weather, whether all that stays to corn or some of it in the southern part goes to some beans. So that and I think we looked at Michigan, Wisconsin, and North Dakota were also behind there, too. So, you know, we could see some areas that could shift back a little bit to corn to beans that would make that differential be switched around a little bit, Dave. But this morning, we seem to be gaining strength as gold and silver gain strength and the energies gain strength back. The corn market does seem to be reacting quite well, still at, at 283 on the D, certainly down 0.75 now, cent and a half off its low and on the high of the day.
Indiana 74% complete in its corn plantings, excuse me. The 5-year average, 70%. You're ahead of average there, Wayne.
Yeah, but the problem isn't being ahead of average right now. The problem is it's probably going to be 4 to 5 days before we can get back in the field.
Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. And as we do, we see July corn now 259 down 1, the D's at 283 down 3/4. An inside day for corn yesterday. What are you looking for today?
Well, we from the overnight trade and the way things are looking out of the box, they were called for a little bit lower. But we're seeing a lot of strength even earlier in the day than we did yesterday. Corn looks like it was probably going to turn around and close higher on the day. Beans probably hanging around the unchanged down a little bit by the time the day is over. You know, we've got we did have very good progress in the corn as far as the numbers. The beans on the low end, actually a percent below the low end at 33% planted. You know, if it closed below 98.5 in the July, beans would be technically poor. But you know, we went down and checked that out and bounced right off it, Dave.
Want to bring up a little letter that was emailed to me yesterday. This is from a producer over in Sullivan. He says, the difference between $1.70 corn and $5.20 beans last fall and $2.55 corn and $6 beans being offered this fall is much less than the pure prices indicate. He says that he expects to lose corn CCP of 27,000, LDP of 76.5. He's pointing to a wider basis of 15 cents for corn and beans, as best he can tell. Increased fuel costs of 15,000, increased fertilizer cost of 17,000. He says it will take nearly $3 cash corn, $6.50 cash beans to make him feel comfortable about everything if the yield is on trend line. So two-part question for you, Wayne. Are you hearing similar stories out in your neck of the woods? And second, what are the likelihoods that we'll see $3 cash corn and $6 cash beans?
Well, first off, yes, we're hearing the same stories. You know, those LDP checks were awfully, awfully big last year, most of them 40 cent plus. And that does make a heck of a difference, you know, along the way. Also, the fertilizer costs tremendously more. I mean, fuel costs. I don't think there's anybody that doesn't realize that the fuel costs have gone up on everything we touch, do, no matter what it is out there. It's increasing costs on that. Is it going to take those higher dollars to make it the same amount of money this year? Yeah, it sure is. The second question, are we going to see them? Well, you know, we're awfully darn close here, sitting at you know, 280, we look out to the July corn is actually trading at 303. So, I mean, as far as looking out, you know, we're going to have $3 futures for our crop already next year. The beans, in the same respect, no beans are at 624 with a quarter basis. Why, that's only $6 beans here right now. So, yeah, there's pretty good chances we're going to see those prices.
I suppose we have to keep an eye on some barge rates. I've been keeping an eye on them myself. The higher fuel costs, they've increased 7 to 9 cents a bushel in the past 2 weeks alone along some key river markets. What's to make us believe that this basis just won't widen out by harvest, blow out by harvest, not to Katrina levels, but something just terribly wide?
Well, there's a lot of reason to think that that can happen for two reasons, Dave. We looked at the carryout in the beans. It's going to be huge. So there's going to be plenty of beans to buy that way. We look at the fuel costs, they continue to increase. The freight costs are going to continue to be high that way. So, you know, in the bean market, the basis seems to be fairly wide. The corn market, you know, it is an old crop corn that's tight. We've got a very sizable carryout in the corn, and the basis is probably going to stay wide. We are more optimistic that people are wanting to get their hands on a little bit of corn, but if they're full of old corn in the elevators, the basis will continue to be wide if they have to put it out on piles.
Chicago Board of Trade trading changing margin rates this evening?
Yes, they are, and they're going up. Can you believe that? Except in beans. Beans are going down because they went down a little bit, but everything else is going up. A lot of times that slows a rally down is when they increase margins.
Thanks much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Let's go ahead and look at the current tick, July wheat. Now at 480 and three quarters, up a half. That in Kansas City at the Board of Trade. July wheat, $4.50, up one. September, $4.13, up one and three quarters. July corn 259 down 1, September 269 and a half down 1, December 282 and 3 quarters down 1, March 292 and a half down 3 quarters. July beans 602 down 2 and a half, August 608 and a half down 2 and a quarter, September 614 down 2, November 623 and a half down 2 and a quarter. July soybean meal 176.50 down 90. July soybean oil 25.56 up 7. At the Merck May feeders, 102.82 and a half down 22 and a half. June live cattle 77.45 down 40. And June lean hogs 66.37 and a half down 22 and a half. Outside markets for you, June crude oil 69.35 down 6. The CRB trading 352.64 up 58. The U.S. dollar 84.26 down 40. July silver 13.43 up 9.5 cents. July gold at 6.94, and that's up $5.70. Looking at Jay Searle's two-state forecast today, mostly cloudy with some areas of sunshine and a bit warmer. Watch out for scattered showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy downpours, highs in the lower to upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms are dissipating by midnight, lows from 44 to the mid-50s. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.